On the show today, we have Goldman Communications' very own Sherry Goldman talking about how credit unions can protect their brand using public relations. So check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we're going to talk a little PR and media relations with Sherry Goldman of Goldman Communications. Sherry, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Welcome to the show. And what we're talking about today is how credit unions can protect their brand using public relations. And the first time I heard this protecting your brand terminology, I mean, I've kind of heard it off and on, but I was at the CUNA Lending Council conference last fall, and they had one of the top people at Disney providing the keynote, and he was adamant about you have to protect your brand. You have to protect your brand. Here's how you do it, A, B, and C. So I'm very interested to hear your take on how do credit unions protect their brand, especially using public relations.
Well, the first thing you have to understand is your brand is what you say about yourself.
Right.
Your reputation is what other people say about
you. Indeed, indeed.
And that's impacted by influencers and competitors and all of that. The goal is to have your reputation match your brand.
Okay, okay.
So that's the key. So credit unions talk about themselves all the time, but what do people really think about them?
Mm-hmm.
What do people know about them? So that's part of protecting your brand and controlling your message, making sure that you're the one talking about yourself rather than reacting to what other people think about mm-hmm. you or say about you.
Yep.
And making sure when you talk about your brand, you talk about it holistically and not just product messages,
mm-hmm.
not just, hey, we've got a great rate on a Visa card, we've got a great rate on an auto loan, because that's product driven.
Right.
That's not really who you are.
So what should they be saying? What should they be saying? This is what we do in the community. This is how we're helping people, financial education, that type of stuff, or?
A bit of all of that.
Okay.
This credit union mission is obviously people helping people.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And credit unions do so many things. So they say a ton of things in the community to help others. What they're not good is A, communicating about it, and B, making sure that people know about it. So take a step back and first think about who the target audience is you want to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Credit unions will say, we always want to talk to members.
Yeah.
Of course they
do. Right.
But depending upon your field of membership, not all members are alike. If you've got a geographic field of membership, then people in college are not the same as their parents or grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
The messages you're going to tell them are going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody hears with what's in it for me. So what they need to hear is different. The way they're going to get their information is different.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got businesses in your field of membership or different employee groups, SEGs in your membership, they need different things.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing you have to do is know that one message is not going to work for everybody.
Right. Not these days.
No, but I think it's easy. And when credit unions and other institutions do advertising, they do one message.
You're right.
What we're selling. And here's what we want you to know.
Mm-hmm.
How to start protecting your brand? Make yourself an expert, a thought leader. Talk about bigger picture things and assume that if you are respected, that business is going to come to you.
Of course, yeah. Trust is the key word there. You got to build that trust.
And other people are going to refer you. And mm-hmm. you always want members talking about it mm-hmm. to prospective members.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's an employee group. Hey, this is where I do my banking.
Yeah.
You should go with them too. They've got great rates. They're really helpful. They're smart. So start building that instead of worrying about what your latest rate is and what the mortgage rate is. Because that's a commodity and everybody can compete upon that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And social media has just changed the whole game big time. And it's still changing. It's still evolving as we're speaking right now. So what advice do you have for credit unions who are trying to deliver this message or these messages via social media, like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, even Snapchat now too as well. So
there's a few of them. And what happens is when you use that, two things on social media. Number one is the messages you tend to put out tend to be those product messages.
Yeah, right.
So
right.
How are you going to communicate that thought leadership
mm-hmm.
message? How are you going to educate them? And that's going to take a step back and say, let's say you want to push mortgages this month.
Yeah.
Because, okay, you don't want to necessarily put out that hears the rate. But maybe it's like, hey, most people buy first homes in May so that they can close in June, July, get in, settle, their kids go to school in September. That's the biggest home buying month.
Right.
How do you buy your first home? What do you need to do before you go in to look for your home? How do you know what you, not only what you can qualify for a mortgage, but what are the other things you should look for? Do you need an engineering report? Be that expert.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid to kind of put together a story that you can pitch to media, that you can put on a blog. You can then link to your social media with a local real estate person, with a local title person. So put yourself together with a team of experts, in essence.
Mm-hmm.
Become an authority. Your rate, because you could talk about credit unions offer better rates or lower rates.
Oh, yeah.
Profits. And our credit union, quote from somebody, you know, offers so-and-so rates. But be an educator. You'll get your business. Push it out on social media, but also post it on your website. Pitch it to local media.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget.
Yeah.
The thing about social media, though, is make sure it's sound bites. You have an opportunity for people to comment and ding your brand when you don't realize it. So when somebody goes to an ATM at the corner and it doesn't spit out the right bills, it has given everybody a platform.
Of course.
Right. So as a brand, to protect it, you have to be prepared. You actually need a crisis communications plan with pre-written messages. So when something happens, you've got about 10 seconds to respond. Because without that, somebody else has already started to damage your brand.
Of course.
And the more defensive you are, the harder it is.
Yeah, exactly. And, that, and this is, I mean, we could get in a whole thing of crisis communications because that's a whole other show. For sure. That's like a day seminar for sure. But I mean, I like... Exactly. So, but I like how you say you have to plan for this stuff in advance. Have some prepared, I don't say prepared script type statements, but have an idea of what you want to say and who's going to say it and all that type of stuff, right?
Totally. The first thing I ever did in public relations, or one of the first clients I ever had, not a credit union, was Orangina Soda. You might remember that. I don't know if you're old enough, but I am. And we prepared the press kit in case somebody got sick, ill, by drinking the soda.
Right, right.
So the entire thing, except for the lot number and where they bought it from, that's like Mad Libs.
Right, right.
The messages from the president who was going to speak, the media list was done, the chain, everything, because if something happens, this goes back to the Tylenol case.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We've got seconds. I mean, just down the corner from me this week, a Citibank went on fire yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're next to them. You know, and the answer is no messages, because when that happens at 10 o'clock at night, they're not waiting for you to open at 10 o'clock in the morning to find out from the branch manager what happened. The reporter was there and, hey, what happened?
Right.
You can't reach anybody. You can't first start drafting it and then see if you can wake the president out of bed to get it approved. So you need that plan. You need things pre-written. There are certain things that will always happen to a credit union. An ATM won't spit money. An ATM will be hacked. Perhaps it's something like Home Depot, where Home Depot was hacked for fraud.
Bit of a breach, yes.
Is that breach? But they use the Visa cards that every credit union issued. So you're affected by that. You have to be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to tell your members? What are you going to tell the media? What are you going to put on social media right away? What's your immediate plan to handle it? And you might change it, but you need some kind of plan. The more we say, the more you can control your message before someone else controls it for you.
Yep.
A, the better you are, the more you're protecting your brand and your reputation.
Yep.
You want to look, you're in control. Members will feel better giving you money and knowing that you're watching their money if you look like you're in control.
Indeed. And I think crisis communications is more important today than ever before, just because, I mean, because of the breach possibility and even some of the natural disasters that are taking place and stuff, they seem to be getting bigger and bigger. But I want to talk to you about like member testimonials, member, because that's coming from an objective source. So that's kind of what a credit unions are. I mean, I think that's kind of the magic message. If you can have a member testimonial, not only saying, hey, my credit union is great, but why is it great? Can you talk about that a little bit? How do credit unions really take advantage of those types of messages?
Some do and some don't.
Oh, okay.
You know, the question is, it's certainly great to do that, member testimonials. It's great to put them on your website. It's great to put them on your social media. Just remember, you're putting your credibility in those people that are giving the testimonials. So some people know them and some people don't. So you're leveraging and sitting on their influence.
Okay, gotcha.
It's helpful because that's how people get business. That's almost less public relations and more marketing and sales.
Okay, okay.
Something credit unions do that they could leverage more out of is they do a lot of sponsorships or going in the community and doing things that they call business development.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they do tabling there. And they don't realize it has public relations, I don't want to say implications, opportunities that they can leverage. If you're going into a school or you're going into a college or a community and doing an educational seminar on credit scores or how to be financially responsible, and you probably got a table out there because you're trying to sign up members, that's great. And credit unions look at that as a one-off.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at that as, you're in the community. You're a thought leader. What are you doing to tell people mm-hmm. who are not in that space
mm-hmm.
what you're doing? So what should you do? Let's take a photo right away and write a little mini story and send it to the weekly newspapers that day, because timeliness is key.
Yep.
Here's what we were out in the community that we did. Let's write a post,
yep.
link that, put that on your website. You can link that, your social media, to that. You always want to drive people back to your website.
Mm-hmm.
So on social media, you always want to have links.
Yep, indeed.
Maybe you want to e-blast it out, not only to members, but other people in your field of membership who aren't yet members.
Mm-hmm.
So make things continually work for you. If you're sponsoring something, just don't be thrilled with putting a logo on it, you know, saying they threw our logo. Talk to them and negotiate ahead of time. Are they doing press materials? Can
mm-hmm.
you get a quote from your president in the press materials?
Oh, yeah.
Let them do the work, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then you want to repurpose it and you want to send it out to the people that matter to you. And different target audiences need different things. Again, the millennials may see it on social media. The older people may not see it unless you try and get it in a daily newspaper.
True, true.
On an media site. So keep making it work. And I
yep.
think that's where everybody kind of does one thing, looks at it a one-off, it's BD, but it's got so much more that you can make it work. And that's how you protect your brand. That's how you build your reputation.
Indeed. Yeah, and speaking of that, what's the difference between marketing messages and public relation messages? And I think you were alluding to it in your previous response. Like,
yeah, absolutely. So a marketing message would be our auto loan rates are 2.2% APR.
The lowest in the county.
But our Visa rates have no fees. Our public relations messages, we can help you buy your first home.
Mm-hmm.
We could tell you everything you need to do
mm-hmm.
to buy your first home. Or to buy the first car for your child that's just graduated college and needs a car to go for a job.
Right.
Everything you need to know about buying that first car, including where to get the financing for it. You don't have to necessarily get it from the auto dealer.
Right, right.
That bigger story. Pitch that we're helping, we're educating. Again, which is the credit union mission.
Mm-hmm.
But when you sell, you only talk about the commodity, what the
right.
product is.
I'm getting it. It's almost like you are a primary resource position, right?
Absolutely.
Education,
yeah,
education.
Education, yep. resource.
Got it.
And in essence, when you talk to credit union people, they'll tell you that they are.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Indeed.
And they are. But then when they go back out into the community, sign me up for membership and it's all about sales.
Yeah.
It's all about the product. And by the way, they're the same as most companies. So it's not that they're bad, it's that they're missed opportunities.
Correct.
To really differentiate themselves from banks. Differentiate themselves, maybe perhaps even from other credit unions
mm-hmm.
that are in their community.
Because mm-hmm.
if you're just out there saying we have a low rate and there's two credit unions competing for the same membership,
mm-hmm.
what do you really stand for? What are you doing? Why am I going to come with you?
Right.
And it's all about how smart the people are, how caring they are, how much you're going to help me in my life be better and more financially sound.
No doubt about it. Hey, can you give, before we wrap up here, can you give folks out there a couple of tips on how to work with the local media? Because you talked about a lot in this interview about, gosh, get stuff in your local newspaper, get stuff on, you know, your local TV news or on the radio, whatever, you know. Give us a couple of tips that credit unions can really leverage to get on the news on a consistent basis.
Hard to get it on a consistent basis, but the key is to pitch stories.
Okay.
And not, okay, so don't pitch the auto loan, but pitch hey, are you doing a story on great graduation gifts? People buy a car, and if we can help you bring an expert, and I'll bring an auto guy with me, mm-hmm. how to buy the first car. Or again, home buying season. Don't get trapped and make these mistakes. Here's 12 things you need to know about home buying.
Beautiful.
And by the way, make sure you pre-shop for a loan or get pre-qualified. Look at credit unions, because we have lower rates.
Yeah.
So the other thing is timeliness. If you're doing something in the community, mm-hmm. you want to make sure that you are getting them that information that day.
Okay.
A lot of times, by the time the photographer gives you the photos, you send it out, you get it to them. Trust me, 2 weeks late, it's old news.
Right.
So they're in the busy business.
Yeah. Nobody wants to read old news. It's like an old joke. Nobody wants to hear an old joke.
The thing I would say is sometimes they're going to call you, and you may not be prepared, and you want to say no comment or not now. Mm. Never say no comment.
Right.
It looks like you're hiding something.
Right.
Be willing to be a resource for them. So if they say, do you know who else is doing something about this? Don't say no. Give them information. If they're going to do the story, they're probably going to want to include two or three resources. Mm-hmm. Better to help them, and then the story comes out. You're part of it. Merchandise it. Put it on your website. Put it on your social media. E-blast it out to your membership. Have your BD team share it with people. So don't be afraid to be part of something bigger, because they're not going to write the you story all the time. They look at that as advertising.
Yeah, indeed. And let me tell you, from the media's point of view, when you can find a really good resource, a dependable, reliable resource, you're going to get used over and over again. So we're, you know, reporters, editors, all that type of, we're looking for people that we can depend on. So, because sometimes deadlines are deadlines.
I came from the other side. And you definitely go back to the people who are helpful to you. Overall.
Indeed. Oh my gosh, Sherry, I could talk about this stuff all day long. This is awesome stuff. let's revisit next quarter and just do like a quarterly thing. This is awesome. Yeah.
That'd
be awesome. All right, Sherry. Well, thank you so much again for your time today. This is some great practical information to get credit unions even more so out in the news, and some great exposure even on social media too. So good stuff here. Thank you.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Anytime.